Okay, everybody, we're going to go ahead and call the December Personnel Committee meeting to order. We've got several items under new business. We've got ordinance and several board improvements to look at. I'll take a motion to hear proposed ordinance 24-55. Got a motion and a second. Counselor, would you please read ordinance 24-55 for us, please?
Proposed ordinance 24-55, sponsored by the Budget and Finance Committee of Beaton Act by the Corn Court, County of Faulkner, State of Arkansas, the ordinance being titled an ordinance to amend and supplement Faulkner County Ordinance 24-52 to create 3 full-time positions and to declare an emergency. Would you like the entire ordinance read?
Go ahead.
Whereas the Faulkner County Circuit Court, 3rd Division, is responsible for all cases assigned to 3rd Division in Faulkner County, Van Buren County, and Searcy County, and whereas the Faulkner County Circuit Court, 3rd Division, oversees the operations of the Faulkner County Drug Court, and whereas Faulkner County is in need of 3 full-time employees dedicated to comprehensive opioid stimulant and substance abuse site-based program, now therefore be it ordained by the Corn Court, Faulkner County, Arkansas, Section 1. 1 new position is created in the BJA Grant 3C Fund 3550, Department 0403, Project Director, Position Number 1101. The salary for this position is $65,450. Section 2, 1 new position is created in the BJA Grant 3C Fund 3550, Department 0403, Peer Recovery Specialist, Position Number 1102. The salary for this position is $44,000. Section 3, 1 new position is created in the BJA Grant ADCE Fund 3533, Department 0403, Social Worker, Position Number 1101. The salary for this position is $50,000. Section 4, $159,769.04 is anticipated projected to BJA Grant 3C Fund 3550, Revenue Series Code 7156. Section 5, $159,769.04 is appropriated from BJA Grant 3C Fund 3550, Department 0403, Circuit Court 3rd Division, as follows. Then follows $109,450 to salary, $8,372 to Social Security matching, $16,767 and some change to retirement matching, $20,100 health insurance, $2,848 and some change to workers' compensation, $1,194 to unemployment compensation, $232 to life insurance, $802 to dental and vision. Section 6, $78,853.91 is anticipated project, anticipated projected to BJA Grant ADCE Fund 3533, Revenue Series Code 7156. Section 7, $73,853.91 is appropriated to BJA Grant ADCE Fund 3533, Department 0403, Circuit Court 3rd Division as follows. $50,000 in salary, $3,825 in Social Security matching, $7,660 in retirement matching, $10,050 in health insurance, $1,301.50 in workers' compensation, $500 in unemployment compensation, $116.40 life insurance, $401.01 in dental and vision. Section 8. Adoption of this ordinance is an emergency, and therefore an emergency is hereby declared to exist, and this ordinance shall be in full force and effect January 1st, 2025.
Thank you, Counselor. Okay, so as we heard, we've read through this ordinance, and basically what happened with this one is Judge Clausen and his staff, they went out and they applied for some grants, and we were fortunate enough to get those grants, and based on that grant money that we're getting, we're going to be creating 3 grant-funded positions out of that to help him with drug court. I don't see Judge here tonight. Do we have somebody from his office that'd like to give us a high-level overview, just how these positions will be used in that grant?
Good evening. I'm Julian Wiggins, a substance abuse counselor for the Faulkner County Drug Court. These positions will basically be used to bolster the Faulkner County Drug Court, but in addition to bolstering those positions, we will touch the entire community of Faulkner County. Justice involved individuals and their families will be impacted by these positions and grants.
Awesome, thank you. I'll go ahead and open up to the committee. Do you have any questions?
Is this just for 1 year?
No, sir. We've actually been given 3 years.
So where's the rest of that? Is it my, I don't see where this is going. It says anticipated from the grant, but it looks like only enough is on this ordinance for 1 year.
This is Allison. This is a reimbursement grant, so, and we only do budgets year by year. So we don't have a 2026 or 2027 budget, but those, these positions would then be included on the 26 and 27 budget as well.
Thank you, Counselor.
Any have any other comments or questions? Any of the justices in the audience have any comments or questions? Okay. Anybody from the audience?
I have a question about the salary levels. How were those salary levels determined, and were those originally written into the grant as it was written, or is that something that the court has separately decided for those?
Yes, salaries? Ma'am. Thank you. So basically, those positions were written into the grant. The researchers checked a lot of the job descriptions from the community and more that they could find, found comparable positions to put forth that salary.
Okay. Any other questions?
One final thing that Judge Clawson wanted to pass on, and that is many times with the grant, in regards to employment issues, those positions are there with the hope that the county will one day pay for those, potentially out of county general. But Judge Clawson believed that he can reapply for this grant after 3 years. So it's not necessarily like a lot of the grant positions we've had in the past 7 years have come through court.
Thank you for that, Mr. Murphy. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Mr. Riggs, I'd just like to commend Judge Clawson and you and all the staff for going out and doing that and getting to work. I think this is going to be a tremendous asset for the community, and I'm in support of it. So we'll go ahead. I'll take a motion to pass this to Budget and Finance for consideration.
So second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. This passes on to Budget and Finance. Thank you, sir. Okay, next up, we will start off with our board appointments. We've got the first one on our list is a library board appointment for Mr. John Gray. I'll take a motion to put this on the table to discuss. Okay, I've got a motion in a second. Judge, I'll go ahead and open this up to you.
All right.
Testing 1, 2, 3, thank you. Mr. John Gray, someone whom I've known personally for many years, I can't tell you how many years, quite a few, probably 20-ish, something like that. So I do have personal familiarity with him. He's a true gentleman and professional in the way he can conducts his business, but as you'll see from the application you've got there, over 40 years leading libraries and school systems. Long time and retired former Mayflower School System Superintendent. So anyway, I have appointed him. I'm asking for your confirmation, or your confirmation. So happy to take any questions. I'm certainly asking for his appointment confirmation.
Does committee have any questions for Judge Johnson? Audience? Okay, I'll take a motion to send this to the full court.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Judge, it passes the full court.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we've got a couple of museum board appointments. The first one is Ann Turney. I'll take a motion to discuss this application. Got a motion and a second.
All right, and so tonight I'll go ahead and say there are two museum board openings, and in total we have two applicants. And it's my understanding that these have these applicants, I want to thank them, both they, along with Mr. Gray on the previous appointment, for their willingness to serve. I should have said that. But we've given attention to the museum. Museum and other entities with volunteer tax revenue struggle with those falling revenues, and this body, this committee, I think, and the full court, for sure, have witnessed the struggles they have. And so I'm hopeful that these folks can help join in the efforts to raise our revenue stream for our museum, which we all love and enjoy. So anyway, I want to thank Ms. Turney for her application for this. It's my understanding she spoke with her reason, and they'll be happy to have her on that board in that position.
Okay. Thank you, Judge. Any questions? Okay. I'll take a motion to send Ann Turney's application to full court. Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All those in favor? We've got a motion and a second. Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. Next one up for the museum board is for James Devo O'Quinn. I'll take a motion to put that on the floor to discuss.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Judge?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And again, I want to thank Mr. O'Quinn for his willingness to serve. And I look forward to his contribution to the museum's efforts. And again, he's the only applicant. So, and he has the blessing of the museum. I didn't speak with him today. It's my understanding that they've got a museum director recommendation. So,
thank you. Any questions? Okay, I'll take a motion to send Mr. O'Quinn's application to the full court.
So moved.
Do I have a second? Got a motion and a second? All those in favor say aye. The ayes have it. Forward that one on to full court. And the last board appointment that we have for consideration tonight is for the Lake Conway Wastewater Utility Board. That's Juanita Brandon. I'll take a motion to put that on the floor to discuss. Got a motion and a second?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Brandon is the owner of the Brandon RV Park. She's obviously the property owner within that district, and she has served in this position for 4 years. She's seeking reappointment. So I'd ask for confirmation.
Thank you, Judge. I have any questions? Okay. I'll take a motion to send Juanita Brandon's application to full court.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. That's all we have as far as formal business. So I don't have any announcements. Do we have anything? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.